Little old.
Yeah.
Little old me.
Yeah.
Let's give God a hand clap. We are uber excited about this series. I've been excited about it since the moment God gave it to me. Because I'm expecting something big.
Amen.
I don't know how to sit it in your spirit the way it's sitting in mine.
Yeah.
But I sent some of the people. I tried to get it on the email. It wasn't working right. But Tasha Cobb said, I'm getting ready to see. Something I've never seen.
Yes,
eyes haven't seen.
Yeah.
And ears haven't heard.
Yeah.
All of the blessings.
Yes.
God is about to. Mm-hmm. Somebody ain't ready.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. My wife made it in the building.
Amen. Amen.
The only person can get me out on the north side of Houston at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus.
Help, Lord. And before that, I already wasn't feeling 100%. So let's be in prayer. Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21. Ephesians 3, verses 20. And 21. I'm reading from the NIV translation. It reads, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church, all in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about this subject, big.
Okay.
Big, B-I-G.
All right. Okay.
B-I-G, beyond imagination and goal.
Right now.
Because I'm expecting something big. I'm sick of small stuff and small people. I'm expecting something big. Saturday, February the 8th of 2020, young lady in Memphis, Tennessee, Sharika Edwards was working at Denny's, and she was doing her job at her second job. She's working two jobs to pay off school debt that ranges around $30,000 to $40,000, and she got a second job to pay off the student loan debts that were crippling her life. And she was clocked in a normal Saturday, and a lady comes in and sits at the table, and the only thing Sharika remembers about the lady is that she complimented her on her smile. Lady ordered her food. Lady went through the normal stuff that we do. Got her food, got her drink, got her situation handled. Everything was going on just fine. But when it was all said and done, the lady left the ticket on the table. Shakira then read the ticket. She didn't pay attention to the ticket. Her manager came to Ataja at the end of her shift and said, do you know that tonight someone left you a tip on the table for $4,400?
Come on now.
I just said this was just Saturday, February the 8th, 2020. This was just a couple of weeks ago. She was looking and working a plan, but God has something big in store. Today, March the 1st, 2020, nearly a month after the initial interaction with the lady, Denny's in Memphis has still, on Riverdale, I can tell you where it's at, I looked it up, on Riverdale, still has yet to release her money, because they said that how can that be that someone would leave you a tip of that magnitude? How do we trust that that was what they meant to do? And so they held up her money, even though they've gotten it. Somebody gonna catch that? And other people are saying that it might be racially motivated, that it might be an issue about this, and it might be an issue about that. But the news people came on and was talking to her, and they asked her, they did two interviews. The first interview they did with her, she said, well, look, I don't know, but I'm thanking God for the miracle. I don't know the lady, but I'm thanking God for the miracle. And then they came back and said, well, have you figured out who the lady was or what's going on with this? She said, well, I don't know, but they won't release it to me. But I just came today to talk to two or three people because it might not be her fault.
Yeah.
It might not even be their fault. But when you got a big-minded person dealing with small-minded people, it ain't the fact that God can't bless you the way that you want to bless you. It's that the people around you don't believe that it's him working.
Right.
Y'all ain't feeling it today.
Yeah.
You've been asking God for a way to pay this thing down, a way for you to get ahead, and the people around you don't even understand that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all of the blessings that God is about to pour out on you. You're trying to figure out how God is going to do it, and he got somebody that's unnamed and unmemorable.
Come on now.
That's got something in store for you. We quote the scripture, but we stop too soon. The Bible says that he will give and it shall be given to you. Press down, shake it together, and running over. But it says, shall men give unto your bosom. This ain't about God ain't going to rain down fire to make this thing happen. He says, I got some people that's going to bless you that you don't even understand what it is that they're going to do. But when you're dealing with small-minded people, they'll hold up your big stuff because it's too big for them to imagine.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
It's her job as an employee. They're holding it up because some people don't believe that somebody will bless you that big. But what I'm expecting is beyond what you can even wonder about.
All right, come on.
What I'm looking for, what I'm excited about. It ain't about what I see, it's about what I'm expecting. See, y'all don't understand where I'm coming from because you can't see it, and my life might not look like what it is, but I'm looking for something that I can't see yet. And when it show up, I know what it is because it's bigger than eyes have ever seen. See, I'm expecting something big. And I know it's big when it's him when it show up because I won't even understand how big that thing really was. Because you keep looking at me for where I am. But I'm trying to tell you I'm going somewhere.
Yes.
See, she had a plan for $5 tips.
Uh-huh. Come on.
$10 tips.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
You at dinner. She didn't go 5-star. She wasn't looking for $100 tips.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
But she had a plan to pay off a big debt. And she said, well, I can chip away at it. Because what I'm trying to do, it's going to take some time. And God said, no, it ain't going to take some time. It's going to take some dependency.
Yeah. Come on now. Come on now.
Because when you're expecting something big, you got to realize that this ain't about you because it's now one thing. This thing in Ephesians is amazing to me because the book of Ephesians is a letter wrote to some people in Ephesus. Ephesus was known as a center of worship for Greek and Roman gods. Paul shows up and starts preaching God to these people. And the crazy thing about it is because they had all of these different gods, Paul said, let me simplify all of that. You don't need Zeus. I got God.
Hold on.
And y'all ignore that because he's talking about Greek gods, but the book writer says that there are some American gods that y'all worshiping that y'all don't realize that y'all worshiping because you worried about some stuff that ain't worried about you because you need to be focused on who's the one that can make a day. You trying to worry about the bills, but he said, well, if I don't wake you up, you ain't got no bill to pay. Paul shows up, starts preaching Jesus and him crucified. But watch this. Paul writes this letter from prison. He's writing to the Ephesians because what he was writing to, the people in Ephesus were not Jews. They were Gentiles. But in Acts, we discovered that they were newly accepted into the body of Christ, which meant that there are some people in this room that you might not have been in the first round.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on.
But you can't tell me I didn't make the team.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get it as soon as you got it. I didn't grow up in church like you grew up in church. I wasn't saved and sanctified and sold out all of my life. And I tell people all the time, I did all of my sinning in church. So I don't really understand what it's not like to go out there, because I couldn't get too far because Sunday was coming.
Yeah.
So I don't really throw people away that didn't come because I was out. Because he had to keep a leash on me. He could let you run wild and you was going to come back. But I knew if I got all the way out there, I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
So he's talking to the Gentiles that were out there, that they were doing some stuff. They were non-Jews, but he said, look, you ain't got to be born into the family. You've been accepted.
Come on.
Amen.
And see, this is why I have a problem with Christians throwing away other people, because they don't believe what you believe and act how you act and talk how you talk. Because the truth of the matter is, they ain't got to get it. When you get it, the fact of the matter is that once you get it, you're covered.
Yeah.
See, it don't matter if you got insurance today and you get it tomorrow. Just don't have an accident before you get it. You don't have to worry about trying to get there before everybody else trying to figure out what everybody else got going on. You ain't got to feel your best. You ain't got to act your best. You ain't even got to look your best. Because sometimes God will put you on display in front of people that you used to cut up in front of, and just to show them that God can work a miracle in your
life.
Why? Because I'm expecting something big. I'm expecting something big because they kept telling me about what other folks had going on. But I'm not just a part of something big. I'm serving a big God.
That
y'all keep talking about different gods of love and messages and arrows and strength. But I got a God that can do it all.
It all.
No. You got a king, but I got the king.
Yeah.
King. See, everything you trying to figure out, how you going to do this. And God says, no, just give it to me. I got it. But you got to put it in my hand. The Gentiles were a part of the big family of God, but they weren't a part of the original family. So watch this. We spend so much time seeking to be blessed. Watch this. When you are the blessing. You keep trying to figure out what God is going to do next, and you are. What are you going to do next? I want a blessing. No, I am the blessing. I blessed you when I walked in the room. Watch this, y'all. If we don't understand anything, if we understand the fact that I'm not chasing what I already got, I just got to tap into what's in me. Watch this, because it stops. Once you realize that, it stops you from looking outside, because you already got it on them.
Come on.
I don't care what you call me. I know what I call myself. See, y'all ain't see you believe that lie. Crazy people talk to themselves. No, the most sane people in the world look at themselves in the mirror and say, I am blessed beyond measure. I look good. I don't care what nobody say. You ain't got to like it. I look good in this. And I don't care what nobody say. You got to sometimes walk in the mirror and tell yourself, well, you killing it. So when other people see you, they just catch up on what you already told yourself. Watch this. You ever had somebody tell you something that you already knew as if it was new information to you?
Yeah.
That jacket look good on you. Oh, I knew that when I bought it.
Yeah.
You arrogant. No, I'm convinced. Come on, somebody. You just conceited. No, I'm convinced that you can't do nothing and tell me nothing, that you can't break me down. I'm too built up.
Come on now.
Watch this. Battling the struggles and borderline issues become meaningless when you're seeking more. I come against this spirit of trying to act like we all through. Like I'm just trying to make it. I'm barely making it. I'm barely getting through. I'm barely trying to figure out what I got going on. I'm sick of barely blessings. I'm looking for some abundance. No, I'm sick of barely making it and trying to, I just want to go to sleep. No, baby, I don't want to go to sleep. I want rest. I want to have that kind of sleep that when I wake up, I know I've been asleep. You know I've been asleep. People look at you and tell you, you look well rested. You don't even know why you're telling me, but you're confirming what I already said on yesterday. I'm going to get some good sleep tonight.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm expecting
something
big. Big, beyond imagination and goals. Three things. I'm through. Three things. First thing you have to do to expect something big is you have to remove the chains of the past.
Come on.
Yeah. Remove the chains of the past. It's right here in the text. First word in verse 20. Now. Ain't talking about yesterday. Ain't talking about tomorrow. Ain't talking about in an hour from now. I'm talking about right now. See, most of us can't go forward because we're looking at our past. And don't let somebody have power over you over something that you know that you ain't no more.
Yeah.
You keep trying to tell me about where I've been, and I'm trying to tell you I ain't there no more. I'm going to quit addressing who talking to somebody that ain't here no more. You changing. Well, I'm me now.
Yeah.
Well, you used to. I don't know more. I am who I am.
Yeah. Come on.
You better not talk to me about my yesterday. Talk to me about my right. It's right here. First word in the text. It says, now. There's power in your now.
Yeah.
That you can't be hearing stuff and let people speak stuff into your life that you delivered from.
Because
it's a familiar spirit. It's easy to grab you.
Yeah.
It's familiar.
Because you know what it look like, you know what it smell like, you know how to act around it. You know how people do. See, when you've been drinking, you understand what drinkers do. You can smell the liquor in their pour. If you've been drinking a lot, I ain't testifying, I'm just telling you what I heard. Then if you've been drinking a lot, you need to know what kind of liquor they've been drinking. Because you're looking at them, and they ain't got to say nothing, they ain't got to do nothing, they just walk up on you. You drank too much, you need to sit down. Because you become a counselor. But then they try to tell you what you used to do. You used to be drinking with me. Well, I don't, and you need to grow up like I do. After we talk about it, let's just talk about the now. Ain't no need talking about what we used to do. Let's talk about where we're going, because I'm living in the See, you can't bind me up about what I used to do because I don't do that no more. And when you watch this, and I know how to turn that thing. Because a good talker know how to turn a conversation and not never address what you brought up because I'm trying to tell you that they don't have power over me no more. See, when you start telling me about all of the stuff I used to do, you know what I'm going to start telling you? Thank you, God, for deliverance, because you just reminded me of what God has brought me from. And the old saints, you say, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. You keep reminding me how I got over, because if it had not been for God on my side, I don't know where I'd be. See, most of us don't understand that, because you want to keep dipping back over there trying to act like you still cool with them people. And if I got to, watch this, if I have to act like I'm with you, if I'm not with you, then it costs me too much to fake the scene. See, it ain't Halloween, so I shouldn't have to put on a costume to act like we cool. My costume don't fit no more. I don't even act like that no more. I don't even feel comfortable in that no more. I seen a meme of some people in the car, and they were saying how you, when you know you too old, when you sitting in the back of the car thinking about you should have stayed at home. And they going to another spot. And you telling yourself, because when you done grew out of some stuff, you can be comfortable with it at level one, but around level three, you ought to realize that, look, this ain't really working out the way I thought it was. I don't really think I'm cool here. Because guess what? I changed who I am.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get comfortable hanging around people that can remind me of where I used to be, but I'm living in the now. And you can't tell me what I used to do is okay, because I'm not okay with that person anymore, because it brings some stuff out of me. So I got to deal with the person in the
now. Come on.
I got to break away from people that remind me of my past, because I got to break away from them. Because they keep bringing up stuff that I don't want to talk about. And then I can't tell them that I don't want to talk about it, because they think that I'm acting funny. So what I got to do is either give you the benediction or give that issue the benediction. And watch this. And sometimes I ask God to remove my enemies, and my friends got few. Sometimes I ask God to remove the people around me that don't mean me no good. And it was the people that I was praying for that started stop calling me. Why? Because I'm living in the...
Come on.
Oh, he'll do it. He will.
Living in the now, the now. I like the candy now and later.
Come on.
I like that candy. I like the candy now and later, because it's a hard candy.
Yeah.
So it don't dissolve real quick.
Wow. Yeah.
And if it get too hot, the stuff that was on it will stick to it.
Yeah.
And I like them because it says now or later.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Not before.
Yeah. Come on.
Now, the only two things you can talk to me about.
Now. And later. Yeah.
I don't care about what I used to do, or where I used to be, or where you see me, or how you understood me, or what the complex. Watch this.
And if the who I am today breaks the construct of who you are, then you need to move on with me or move on without me. Because I'm in the now or the
later.
Now later, now later. The first thing you got to do is remove the chains of your past. Second thing you got to do is remove the limits off God.
Come on.
My God.
Remove the limits of God. I'm sick of us serving this small God. And how you know he's small? Because you keep asking for small stuff.
Oh, Lord. Wow. Oh, Lord. Wow. Come on now.
How you know he's small? Because you keep asking him to do small stuff. Well, what that mean? Well, you put your expectations where you feel like they can be met. Nobody calls the broke person asking for money.
Right on. Mm-hmm.
Nobody calls you and they think you broke. Come on, can I hold?
Come on.
Can I hold some? Come on, somebody. And after a little while, you put your expectations on the level that some people around you can't meet. So you call the bank.
Oh, Lord.
And ask them that you hold some.
Yeah.
Because you need them to do something.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. You call for a loan. Say you need your car financed. And you ask them to finance your car. But it's two things in the financing of a car. They trying to figure out if you're going to pay it back.
Yeah.
And them checking to make sure they got it. When you leave a car dealership, the bank sends the dealership a check. Which meant that they didn't give you the money. They gave the dealership the money because they had the money. And you paying them back because they trusted you to do it. But you called the bank because you trusted that they had.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna catch that in a minute. Uh-huh. You didn't call your friend to finance your car.
Because
you didn't ain't had it.
Yeah.
To finance your car.
Yeah.
So you called them
at
the bank.
Yeah.
Because you expected them to be able to do something.
Yeah.
Because you had to remove the limits off of your friend.
Yeah.
Because you knew that it was too big for them.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say? That that's some stuff that you need in your life. You at the wrong person expecting some stuff.
Yeah.
When God says, wait a minute, not just live in the now, but now to him.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Who is able to do exceedingly.
Yeah.
Abundantly.
Yeah.
Above all that you can ask.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think. Remove the limits.
Yeah.
Quit asking God to do small stuff when he got a big God.
Yeah.
Watch this. It's some banks I don't ask to finance my car because I know I might need them to finance my house.
Oh. Come on.
The car might be too small.
Yep.
I was looking at a car. Y'all know I like the dream. I dream big. See, when I get to any level in my life, I know what I'm gonna do when I'm at that level. Until I get to that level, I know how to act. So when I get to that level, I know. Mm-hmm. Now I knew a hand wash car guy before I needed a hand car wash guy. Yeah. So when I needed the hand car wash guy, I knew where he was at and knew how his prices work, how I work with my budget, and how I work with my car.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
No, I knew what a tailor was before I needed a shirt made.
Yeah.
Because every now and then I dip into the area that I feel like I'm going into because I'm expecting something big. So I need to know how to act when I get in the room. That's why you can never put me around people that's too big for me because I understand how to act with high people and low people. Because I done been in every situation. Because the Bible says whatever situation you find yourself in, you ought to be content.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine. I can eat in a 5-star restaurant and I can eat fried bologna. Wherever we at, I can do whatever I need to do because I can be good wherever I'm at. I can scramble eggs and we can poach an egg. Whatever you want to do, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
You want fried fish or you want sushi? I can go either direction.
Yeah.
No, we can have a pork chop at the Raggedy restaurant, or we can go to the restaurant where they put it on a plate where it's still sizzling when they bring it out.
Come on.
I'm good.
Me too. Either way.
Wow, because I removed the limits. That's some stuff. I looked up and built a car online that costs more than the house I live in. But I said one day I'm going to get it. It had a refrigerator Taj in the car. I built it online. I can tell you exactly how much it cost and what all it had in it. Why? Because when I get there, You won't have to tell me what to go looking for.
Yeah.
Now I know what dealerships in Houston sells the car. I can tell you exactly where you can go get it at, where they build it and bring it straight to your house. I'm telling you, because I'm expecting.
Come on.
No, I ain't always planning on being on the level I'm on today, because where I'm at now is just a stopping point. See, the understanding of this is you have to understand books. When you understand books, you don't stop when you read chapter one, because chapter one is not the book.
Yeah.
Chapter one is a part of the book. It's not. But when you get to the end, don't stop that, because some books have sequels.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Which mean what? That it was too big for one book to. And just because I closed the book don't mean my story over. I might got another book.
Yeah.
I'm sick of people limiting me to one chapter. No, baby, I'm a sequel. You got to binge watch me. You're not going to stitch me in a sequel. No, you're not going to catch me in a single setting where you're going to catch. No, baby, above me it says series. No. See, I'm not a Netflix special. I'm a series, baby. You better ask somebody. You got to binge watch me. When you have time to deal with me, you better come with a snack and a drink, because it's going to take a while.
Come on.
It's just when you realize that this is going to be big, you have to remove the expectations even off of yourself.
Yes, Lord.
You have to remove all of that stuff. Watch this. Paul says, watch this though. Paul's saying this in prison. Now, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. In prison. Which tells me what? Why I am? Don't dictate who I am. They sing that song. God made me who I am, but did he make you do what you did? Because some people trying to figure out why you going through the stuff you going through. But understand this, that everything that you go through makes you who you are. I don't look like what I've been through. Oh, I do. I look like a product of what I've been through.
Yeah.
You just don't carry it as well as I do. Because if you knew my story, you'd be real oppressed that I look as good as I do. Because I know a lot of people that have tried some stuff. That watch this. I know some people that have been hooked on some stuff I didn't just try. There's some stuff you got to understand, that I got to remove the limits off of who God is, because I know who he is, and he's such a big God, I don't bring him small problems no more. See, you have to have a friend that got a lot of money, and then start telling them about your little money problems. I got a friend of mine, I was trying to explain to him about my rent, and I was telling him about some stuff I needed to do and pay rent. I was trying to tell him the balance of the two. He started telling me about how his house was $2.3 million. And he was trying to figure out how he was going to move from one house to another house, because the new house had a cooling. He lives in the cold part of the country, and the driveway that he won't had a heater. No, you don't have to shovel the snow. You just turn the driveway on. And it melts the snow. And when I finished listening to his problems, Taj, I felt better. Because the money I was trying to come up with didn't match none of the issues.
None.
No, my rent wouldn't match the down payment.
Yeah.
On the issues he had.
Yeah.
But watch this. I had connection with him, so it kept my issues in perspective. So I said to myself, what you plan to do to make that happen? So I'm expecting God to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
I said, well, if you expecting him to figure that out, my little old issue,
yeah,
I know he got it.
Yeah.
Remove the limits off of God. Because watch this, while you worried about your little issue, he over here getting warm driveways.
Yeah.
A warm driveway. Y'all ain't with me, because Paul says, in prison, he allowed me to go to prison. But what he expected me to do is exceedingly, abundantly, above. Okay, let me try it a different way. Don't let your situation dictate his ability.
Yes. Come on.
Yes. Where you are don't mean he can't do what we know he can do.
Yes. Yeah.
Because people that don't know God will tell you, because you love God and you say you go to church and you do all of this stuff, then you shouldn't have to deal with this. Well, God didn't tell me that.
Oh, Lord.
God said that even though you go through this stuff, you should Okay, let me put Bible on it. Count it all joy when you fall into the devil's temptations. That what he basically is trying to say is that, hey, no matter where you at, God is still good. No matter what you got going on. Your situation don't dictate his ability. So, which means what? Wherever you at don't mean he can't do it because you in a bad situation.
Come on.
Able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. Watch this. What you need him to do is small, and he's in the big league.
Yeah.
I said this the other Sunday. God is not an equal God. He's a just God.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's a just God means that he knows how to make sure that everything around us is working out just for. It's cool. It's going to be matching to everybody. Because guess what? If I give somebody $500, it'll change their life. You give me $500, I got a bill that's going to eat up.
Right on up.
So I don't need God to do for me what he's doing for you, because you might need him to do something small, but what I need him to do, I need him to take some limits.
Yes.
Okay, other thing Paul is saying in this text, when he's talking about taking the limits off of God, he said he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, NIV, whatever you imagine. But we skip a part to understand what he's really saying. We keep saying that he can do more than you ask or imagine. Didn't say that. Said he can do above.
Yeah.
Why are you asking for this? He up there.
Yeah, above.
You said you wanted a new job. He gave you a business.
Oh, come on. Come on.
No. You said, God, I think that you going to give me a car. And he said, no, I'm going to let you walk the lot.
Come on.
No. I'm going to get you in a place where they'll deliver it to you. You ain't got to go sit and talk to nobody. You ain't got to deal with nobody. Why? Because I'm going to do above everything that you're looking for.
Is.
I'm going to give you. See, you had to go. You had to be in a really nice restaurant, in a really nice hotel. In a real nice hotel, they don't give you room service.
Yes.
They don't give you room service. At a real nice hotel, they put you on a certain floor and give you what they call a concierge.
Yeah.
It ain't your person, but while you're there.
Yeah.
He'll take care of you every night.
Yeah. Come on now.
No, he's there to think for you. So, but when he see you coming in with bags, he start already packaging up your stuff and making sure that it's ready to be shipped out. Because you still got to get on the plane, and we don't want that to cost you too much. So we're going to go ahead and FedEx that for you. Why? Because it's a part of the package.
Yeah.
And you keep trying to figure out where your stuff went. He said, no, we already sent that home. Why? Because he's above everything you can ask. Anybody seen Pretty Woman besides me that they knew where all of the shops was at before she got them?
Yeah.
They didn't go find shop. Ain't you excited that God don't have to acquire the skill and then God is so good, he know how to do what you need done before you need it.
Above
all that you ask.
Yeah.
I think. I'm sick of bottom line people just want to do exactly what you make them do. They gonna only do exactly what they got to do so they can get it off their list. No, I need some above and beyond people. I need some people that's gonna take ownership of some issues and take them on and run with it until they know what the end goes. Because he's able to do exceedingly.
Yes.
Abundantly above all the ask or thing. The first thing you gotta do is remove the chains of your past. Second, you got to remove the limits of God. Third thing you got to do, this is the hard one, is remove your expectations of glory. I knew this was going to be the hard one. I thought if I wrote it, I would put it in the first one, because it's going to be the tight one. Nobody want to talk to me about it. Everybody going to be quiet. Because guess what he's literally saying? He says that the dance of him too is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all of you, according to the power that works within us. To him be the glory.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
This ain't about you. I keep trying to explain to people, I don't buy a bunch of Christmas gifts for people because it ain't about
you.
It ain't about you, it's about Jesus. Why do I got to go buy you a bunch of gifts, go broke, take out some credit and stuff for some gifts for some people that ain't going to appreciate and ain't going to play with it next month? I just wanted to, it ain't about you. See, once we realize that all of this stuff ain't about you, you're really the middleman in a situation that ain't none of this stuff really about you. Okay, you ever had your spouse come home mad at somebody else for taking it out on you and you have to realize, hey, this ain't about me.
Yeah.
Well, you're not mad at me. I'm not. No, you need to go talk to who made you mad and go back out there and then come back in here and start over again. Because that's sometimes what I have to explain to the devil. You ain't really mad at me. You mad at him. And then since you can't hit him, you come at me. And I ain't going to get mad because the glory ain't for me. It's for...
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, I ain't going to take the rewards, but you ain't going to hit me with the responsibility either. Because it ain't about... Expect expectations of glory. Quit trying to pat yourself on the back and put your chest out and say what you done did. Hey, I don't care if don't nobody show up or everybody show up. It ain't about me anyway. This God's church. Whatever, whoever want to be here, going to be here. I don't care if he's passing out blessings or removing them, because it ain't for me to do. Okay, Joel, the Lord gave and the Lord took away. It ain't mine anyway.
Yeah.
No, if he gave it to me and then he took it away, I'm getting mad at you for taking your stuff. Well, we live in a society that say that that's okay. Mm-hmm. Somebody loan you that, you loan somebody your charge, they get mad and ask you what percentage you want when you ask for your stuff back. Y'all don't want to get with me.
Yeah.
I mean, I went simple. Everybody understand that, that yeah. You got your charge. What percentage you want? But it's mine.
Yeah.
Why I got to argue with you about what's mine? That's how God feel about it. No, I want it back.
Yeah.
You saying, no, I think I'm going to keep it. He said, but you want... Okay, Todd, I got Bible for it too. I got Bible. Judges 7, verses 1 through 7. There was a fight that was going to happen. And God tells the man, go gather up an army. He goes and gathers 30,000 people. The man gathers 30,000 people. And when he gathers all of these people up to get ready to fight, God looked at the people. Watch this. And didn't say that they didn't have faith. He didn't say that they couldn't fight. He didn't say that they weren't capable. He didn't say that they weren't dressed right. He didn't say that they didn't praise him. He didn't say that they didn't worship him. He didn't say none of that stuff. What he said was, it's too many of them with you that I would get the glory if y'all
come
won.
Come on, come on.
He said, if I give you a win, y'all gonna take my glory.
Yeah.
How many of us have lost in situations because we tried to get the glory out of?
Yeah.
That's why I don't let testimony services happen here. When you come up to the altar, we ain't giving you the mic to let you say nothing. Because most people don't know how to testify. They want to get the glory for themselves.
Yeah.
No, it ain't about you. If your testimony don't lead me to following God, then it ain't about.
Yeah.
I ain't getting you to come up here and gloat about what you done did, because it ain't about you. Because every time you tell me what you done did, I can tell you what God has done for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all want to get with me? Remove the expectations of glory. Watch this. This is the amazing part. Because when you remove the expectations for glory and realize that you're the middleman, you'll realize that you get the blessing, but he gets the glory.
Yes.
Oh, we missed it. Our problem is that we keep trying to operate in his area, but he has something that he wants to do that he can only do through you. So when you get the stuff, give him the glory.
Yes.
He ain't asking for the stuff. He don't need your stuff.
Yeah.
Watch this. It was never about your stuff.
Yeah.
The devil don't need your car.
Yeah.
He ain't got no driver's license.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
God needs you to see that it ain't the car that helps you get around. It's him that woke you up. We say it, but we don't shout about it. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Watch this. You get the money, God gets the glory.
Yeah.
Because you're a middleman, I'm a direct reflection of God. And sometimes we don't know how to talk to God because we keep telling God about our problems and calling it prayer.
Oh, Lord.
God, I need you to do this for me right now. God, if you do this for me right now, it's going to really change my life. God, if you do this for me, it's going to really change my life. God, I need you to step in right now, God. And God is really tired of telling you. He told me to tell you. He's tired of hearing them 911 prayers.
Come on,
because don't nobody want to talk to somebody that every time you talk to them, all they do is want from you.
Yeah.
God says every now and then you ought to call and just say thank you.
Thank you
for something. Oh, yeah, because if you spend as much time thanking as you do asking, you'll get some other stuff. Okay, you ain't been a good parent if you ain't taught your child how to come back and say thank you. Every now and then, if your kid don't know how to play the game by now, let me teach them. If you want something from them, start thanking them before you ask for it. Just, I thank you for being a great mama. I don't know what you did. You just look good. Just everything about you. Did you change your hat? Did you change your shoes? Did you need anything from me? And you ask all of that before you say, can I go outside?
Yeah.
Who gonna say no?
No. Go get your coat.
Watch this. When you're up, watch this. When I'm up, God looks good.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, absolutely.
But when I'm down, he's up to something.
Oh, Lord.
When I'm up,
yeah,
he looking good. Because don't nobody question you about your blessings, which is a weird thing to me, because we always question God when trouble shows up. But don't nobody question when you over-blessed.
Oh, Lord.
No. When he start passing out blessings and you know you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, you don't start asking God, God, why you love me so much? God, yeah. why you trust me? No. Yeah. This is when he starts slapping you upside the head because you ain't been, and you understand that you ain't been doing right. Then you come, Lord, what must I do to be saved?
Yeah.
No. Keep the same energy.
Come on now. Yeah. Oh. Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Whole other side of me almost came out. When I'm up,
yeah.
he looks good. When I'm down, he's up to something. Yeah. Watch this. I don't know what the something is that he up to.
Yeah.
And because Ephesians taught me that he can do above anything I can ask or think. So I need to stop asking and thinking and find something to do. Why he's up to something.
Yes. Come on. Yes.
Because she, if he up to something and it's above all I can ask or think, then when I try to think about asking him something, it ain't helping him in the first place because he above what I'm thinking anyway.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do, because now I just freed myself up from 90% of my prayers, Karen, because I ain't asking for nothing. Yes. That's all I used to talk to him about.
Yes.
Well, what I'm going to do, start thanking him for what he already
did. Yeah.
But what does thanking him do? It let him know you appreciate. Because as my grandmother said, don't nobody like somebody that's ungrateful. You're just ungrateful. So what you do is, I'm expecting God to do something. And when you're expecting it, it ain't happened yet. But you got an expectation of it happening. So when the big stuff show up, you ought to get excited because you know he's doing something behind the scenes. It ain't always in front of you. Sometimes it's behind you. So when it gets in front of you, you know it's prepared for. I don't care where you got the dough from. Just give me the car.
Yeah.
I don't care what the oil needs to be changed. I don't change oil. Just take it back there and bring it. Because guess what? What you're doing behind the scenes don't require me to do nothing. All I need to do is be able to pay for it when you bring it back to me. Why? Because I'm expecting you. Let me wrap this up. If you ever had a car break on you that you don't understand how to fix it, and then you sent it to somebody and they told you that they could fix it and you paid them for fixing it and then got it back and it was still doing what it was doing before but probably worse, and you get mad, but you don't get mad because your car broke, because you knew your car was broke when you gave it to them. You got mad because you put it in somebody's hands that you thought were capable of fixing your problem. And when they gave it back to you, supposed to have been fixed, they didn't correct the issue. The problem wasn't the car. It was that you put it in the wrong person.
Come on.
The problem with most of us is that we keep handing our stuff off to people that can't do above what we ask or think, instead of trying to tell them. Because see, I'm different. I don't really tell you what's wrong with the car. But what is it doing? I don't know. It ain't doing it right. I don't have a diagnosis. I don't have an analysis. I can't tell you exactly what it do. I can tell you when I found out about it, and I can bring it to you. Because guess what? If I start telling you what I think wrong with it, that's what you're going to fix. And that's all you're going to fix, because you're going to say, that's what you told me was wrong, so that's what I fix. No. I've learned how to deal with God, because I don't tell him what's wrong with me. I just tell him, fix it.
Fix it.
Fix it, Jesus, whatever you're going to do. Why? Because I'm expecting you to do it. Because if I could do it, I wouldn't be talking to you.
That's right.
I'm expecting a miracle. I'm expecting him to do above all that we can ask or think. Watch this. Give me the blessings. I'll give you all the glory. Give me the stuff. I promise you, I know how to give it back to you. Whatever you're going to do, God, it's a clear exchange. Have you fix it? Have you do it? I promise you, I'll love you more and more every day. God, just do it for me. I'm expecting something big. Give God a hand clap of praise. I'm through. I'm expecting something. Eyes haven't seen. Ears haven't heard. But God is up to something. What is he up to? I don't know. When is he going to do it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I tell you this. He's up to something.
Yes.
How do you know? Because I gave it to him. When people ask you about stuff you gave to God, don't answer. You don't have to answer. But what do I have that
the expectation. Watch this, because I've taken it off of me and I put it on him. And whatever's going on, he got it. Well, how I'm gonna fix this, I don't know. You act like you don't care. I don't.
That's it.
Because watch this. He's as good of a God, Taj, in signing a lease as he is in eviction court.
Come on now.
He's still able.
Yes, he is.
Because if it hadn't been for some evictions, I'd have still been in some places.
Say that.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to be then went through some stuff for you appreciate some evictions.
Hold on.
Because I didn't have God evict me out of some people's life.
Hold on.
And I didn't understand. There wasn't no judge, wasn't no courtroom.
Yeah.
They just said something told me I can't talk to you no more.
Thank you, God,
yeah.
Lord.
And my soul looks back and I said, it had to be God the whole
time.
God will help you dodging bullets you don't even know they shoot.
Oh, Lord.
My God.
I was watching a cutscene from The Matrix, and Neo was talking to Lawrence Fishburne. I don't remember his name in the movie. Morpheus. Yeah, see? Okay. And he said, Neo said to him, so you saying that I'll be able to dodge bullets? He said, son, when I'm finished, you'll be able to control them.
Oh, Lord. Come on now.
Because you just worried about ducking. God said, you ain't even going to have to duck in this next season.
Yeah.
Well, they going to shoot still.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to see who's shooting, but the gun ain't going to hurt.
Come on.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Y'all, I promise you, when I say I'm